So last Thursday and Friday, we did not have Kang, our producer, who does a great job for us. We're very appreciative. And the listeners love him. And Kang, you, you've got this brewing tradition with your family. And you're a young father. And we have a lot of young fathers out there. How many winters in a row have you done this now? Is it two or three?
Oh, God. It might be four.
Might be four now?
Yeah, at least, okay. Yeah.
I think it's safe to say that this is developing into a tradition. And you've this year you expanded it. Is that correct?
You know how we have a lot of sports fans that listens to the show.
Yep.
And they do these like, hey, I want to go to every baseball stadium.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Guys want to go to every Big Ten football stadium or something. Or, yep, you know, all that stuff. I think we've turned into, we're going to hit up every water park that there is in the Midwest before we branch out to other ones. But yeah, we went to another water park. So
okay,
the girls love it.
So where have you been so far in Michigan?
In Michigan?
Yeah. Or is it none in Michigan?
No, Frankenmuth. We've been to the two up there. The
Zenders or Splash
then,
Village.
Yeah. And then Bavarian Blast, which just opened up like last year. So
okay.
We those two.
All right. And now you've gone somewhere else?
Yeah, we've gone to Great Wolf Lodge in Ohio.
Okay.
And then down the street, we just went last week to Kalahari as a family.
Okay.
Which is also in Sandusky.
And how was it?
Great, man. You know, it's, listen, they, you know, they say you've been to one water park, you've been to all. It's not true. You know, they're all a little bit different. They all have, I think they cater towards different age groups more too.
Mm-hmm.
There's stuff for the adults. But this was fun. It was like a more of a safari theme.
Okay.
Kids like that. They have like, you know, a big, nice wave pool.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry about that.
Gator, you love the water, man, right?
I do. I used to remember being frightened of a wave pool when I was a kid. I was overwhelmed by the waves.
One Were time. You?
Yeah. Well, no, I was really young, really little, like 5 years old or something. I remember that being a little terrifying.
It can happen. So in the winter, you guys hit up different indoor water parks.
Yeah, and there's still plenty to go. I mean, we've done to a water park in Florida as well, but I know there's one in Windsor that's pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
This one, though, in Kalahari, Doug, I don't know. You might like this part. It's like, it's not wakeboarding, but it's like simulated waves. You know what I mean? They give you that board, and you kind of start on your stomach, and you're able to try to surf or whatever. Not surf, but like wakeboarding.
They've got that up at Boyne Mountain in, I can't think of the name of a place, Avalanche Bay.
Okay.
Avalanche Bay, they've got one
it?
Of those. I have never been able to do it because I've never. Here's why. The line is always really long.
Mm-hmm.
The kids, and like there's tons of kids, and I'm like, I'm not going to get in that line. If I were ever there and there was nobody there, I would so try it. But yeah, the Avalanche Bay, you've not been to Avalanche Bay?
Not yet.
Okay. That's at Boyne Mountain. That one's pretty good, but I have no point of reference. I suspect that you might find, I don't know how it compares to Kalahari and all that, but that sounds like a fun tradition for your family. In the middle of winter, you guys hit up indoor water parks.
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, you know, I think when you vacation with kids, and maybe it was like this for you too, Doug, you're kind of taking care of your kid in a different place.
Yeah, there's a little bit of survive in advance,
exactly,
you know, just keep them happy through the day.
Yeah, but instead of sitting at home watching TV or being on some tablet, get them out to the park and it's active and it's fun. But
When you say there's stuff for adults to do, like what is there for?
All right, depending on the water park, there are swim up bars, you know.
Okay.
Nice.
There you go, right?
Yep.
Hot tub area, mm-hmm. You know.
Yep.
There's a, there's always like, well, see, at Kalahari, in the middle of the whole water park, there was like a bar, just serves alcoholic drinks.
Mm-hmm.
That's for the adults.
Sure, I hope so.
Hey, where'd you get that margarita? Little girl?
Yeah.
Is that a sippy cup?
Can I put a floater on top?
All right, so what was that? Just out of curiosity, what was the highlight of Kalahari for the girls?
For the girls?
Like, what did they love the most?
They love the wave pool, man. The did kids they? Just love waves, you
yep.
know?
Yep.
Like, not like a slide. They'd rather have the waves, just
no.
like being able to stand in the water and see the waves coming in.
Yeah, and then they just bounce and float with it. My little one, they have their floaties, you know, and she'll just let the waves take her. She just leans back and just relaxes. And
I got to tell you, that would be relaxing. If for a kid, it's better than an adult, right? If you're an adult, you can swim, and then you have to use your body and your force, and you're actually getting a workout trying to fight the waves. As a kid, if you just got floaties, hey, Take me where you're going to take me.
Exactly. Good. That's why they love the Lazy River,
too. Lazy River.
Oh, you like the Lazy River,
I
right,
love
Gator?
A Lazy River.
They actually call it the Gator River out there. And
is that for real?
No, they don't.
Oh. Let me tell you something.
Well, you said it was some sort of theme. I didn't know if that fell in line.
When we have talked about the Dare to Dream, win the lottery scenario type thing.
Oh, I know where you're going.
And I have thought about this, and I thought about it recently. Like, what if I just bought some like 50-acre property in the middle of nowhere, right? And you build your big house and your big beautiful backyard to pool and all that. But then throughout the property, you have a lazy river throughout the property that goes through all the 40, 50 acres. And it's like, it takes like an hour to go one full lap through that lazy river. Would I build one? You're damn right I'd build a lazy river.
It's so funny because I'm thinking, would I build a half pipe? You're damn right I'd build my own half pipe.
The lazy river idea is great, Gator. And then you got to have like escape routes, though, detours to get cut it short if you need to get back. You
know what I mean? Exactly. Yeah, you're right.
You can't just have one full. All right, once we go on this, it's 6 hours, guys.
Okay, so just out of curiosity.
Paddle.
Since this is your thing, what's been the best experience?
Ooh.
For young families that might want to do the same thing.
The best one? See, it depends. If you have really small kids, I think I suggest Great Wolf Lodge. They have like little slides. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It's smaller. You can keep an eye on the whole family easier. If you lose somebody or, you know, they go off to one part of the park, you can find them quicker. And Kalahari, a little bit older kids, you know, bigger slides. For the adults, they have like these crazy slides. I like Bavarian Blast a lot. That's brand new here in Michigan. So I think it just all depends on how old your kids are, but they're all great, Doug, honestly. But if you have older kids, you don't need Great Wolf Lodge. I think it's for the younger ones.
Got it. All right, there we go. I mentioned it could be a big week in the NFL. This is Tom Pelissero on the NFL Network. The Combine gets underway. In fact, just out of a programming note, the Birch kid will be down there, and we'll have him on live. And I believe Brad Holmes speaks tomorrow. So we'll get the Birchie kid on after he speaks to find out the latest what the Lions GM is saying as we head into the NFL Combine. But Tom Pelissero said this could be the week for a big move. Okay, Scott, there it is. And at one point, I'm kind of in the camp of, okay, if not Detroit, anywhere but Chicago or Hammond, and if we can get that done, then I'm okay. I guess he could help a contender somewhere. We've all talked about the cap space and the difficulties that come with, and when there's free agents that are available, maybe it's a better way to just go after Linderbaum if you're going to try and go big, but sounds like something could go down this week.
Could very well. Mm-hmm. Being the combine week is always interesting to us. We pay a lot of attention to it when they start doing the workouts on Thursday and through the weekend. It's going to be great. But the rumors that fly around are awesome as well. And with free agency right around the corner, I'm curious what's going to happen. And of course, the Raiders have... It's a big chip they have. And if they're unable to convince Max Crosby to stick around or to want to stay on this team, then they should trade him. And they'll get a haul in return. They'll get at least a first-round pick for him. They'll probably get a first-round pick and a player. Can they get more than that? I mean, I don't think they get the same package that the Cowboys got from Micah Parsons. I think Max Crosby's a great player, but I don't think he makes that same wow factor that Micah Parsons does. And he's a little bit older, and there's a difference there. So, but he's going to get you a first-round pick and a player, and maybe even another pick. I don't know if it'll be another first-round pick. But we talk about this a lot. I don't think the Lions can even entertain this, unfortunately, because he's costing too much, and you've got to give up a player in return. The problem with the NFL, with the rules, is that it's not the NBA where you're trading salaries. You've got salary cap implications of accelerated bonuses and dead cap money and all that, so... It's just not the same. Lions can't. I don't see any way that they can get involved with this. But like you, I do not want to see Max Crosby donning a Hammond Bears jersey.
No.
Or any, you know, and the scary thing is that there are teams, really good NFL teams, that have a lot of cap space. If he goes to like a Seattle, oh my God, really?
Yeah.
Can that happen? That could happen.
Yeah. And, you know, the hard thing for any team, if you're Vegas, you want to trade them to the worst team possible because you want their first round picks to be as high as possible. And that might say, well, we're not sending them to Seattle for your virtual second round pick, but something to monitor this week. And Brad Holmes, I'm almost positive, speaks tomorrow, and we'll have a live update from the Birch Kid down in Indianapolis. Carson Anderson, 97.1.